Om Shanti. So according to Dharma, we have today topic power of gratitude. So I'm very grateful to have this opportunity to share my understanding and my experience. And actually, the whole topic for me could be contained in one song, Baba's song. Having found you, I have found everything. So the whole, the sky, the earth, everything belongs to me. And this is for me really the essence of power of gratitude. But okay, let us a little bit explore more what it means, the power of gratitude. So in the Lokic world today, I think many people speak about gratitude. It is kind of fashionable thing. Like people really realize how important and good it is to be grateful. So they say we shall have points that we are grateful for in the morning and in the evening. And this is wonderful. But we have something more than gratitude. We have the power of gratitude. And this is only now in Confluence Age. When we become Baba's children, we attain and we can use the power of gratitude, I think. And this is something very special. And this power of gratitude comes into force when I realize, when I remember, and when I experience that anything I have, any speciality, any talent, any virtue, any power, any understanding, any attainment, everything is from Baba. It is not mine, it comes from Baba. And then this fills the gratitude with a lot of pure power, Baba's power. So like that, this power of gratitude becomes transformative. It transforms me, and then it allows me to create my fortune for now, but also for the whole cycle. And also it helps to create fortune of others, because this gratitude is something what I share. So the first thing is really to realize and remember that anything I have, I got, I am, is because of Baba. And this gives additional extra power of purity, which nothing can beat. And then this power of gratitude brings me closer to Baba, to God. Because when I'm grateful for something, I love it more. So when I'm grateful for Baba, my love for Baba automatically increases. And that increases my belonging to Baba. And when I belong to someone, and when someone or something belongs to me, then it is easy to use it, because it is mine and I am his. So I have right to anything. So in this way, my effort in Confluence Age becomes easy. Easy Raja Yoga. But only when I remember that whatever I get is from Baba and I use it. And then it brings all attainments. And then gratitude actually is based on virtues. It is not possible to feel grateful for anything if I am empty inside. I already have to have accumulated something. So then I can appreciate things that happen to me, and I can feel grateful for that. And then it increases the virtues that were the starting point. And where there is gratitude, there is no vices. There is no anger, for example. And over these last few days, I was experimenting with this, because wonderful Dharma gives a lot of opportunities to experiment with whatever we want to explore or study or understand better. So, yeah, in many cases, and yeah, quite often, I would feel maybe a little bit tired or irritated or helpless. But then consciously, I made this very simple effort, but very useful, just to sit down and remind myself of the things that I'm grateful for. And there are so many things, actually. So just to keep that in my awareness, it is a wonderful method that Baba gives us to, well, like to check and change. And really, where there is gratitude, there is no irritation, for example, or no tiredness. And then another experience I had over the last few days, which is related to being grateful, is that gratitude makes wonders. It's really wonderful to see what are the results for the soul when the soul is grateful to Baba. So recently there were two sisters who were admitted in the hospital. Of course, we all have to settle our karmic accounts, so this is one of the ways to do it, so we know it. But then with what attitude we settle these accounts. And one sister was very grateful for what happened to her. That actually it happened here in Madhuban, and she got such a wonderful care in Baba's home. So she was very, very grateful. She was grateful for Brahma Bhojan that she would get in the hospital. She was grateful to all doctors and nurses that cared for her so well. So she would take any medicine they would give her, you know, with gratitude. And then she was light, and I would say that she was enjoying this journey. But the other sister didn't have really this feeling of gratitude. So whatever she would be given, the body, because the mind wouldn't accept it. So it was very difficult for her. But the good point is that actually both of them, because we spoke about the situation in the aspect of gratitude, they realized that. So it was very good learning for all of us, actually. So gratitude, or being grateful, really creates wonders. And like that sister, she experienced it at every step. Like whatever she would think of, she would hope for, she would maybe a little bit crave for, she got everything. And she was so happy. It was a very nice experience. So then, to structure this topic of gratitude, I thought that I would put it in acronym, in the form of the word thanks. So every letter would mean something. And it's nice because actually I realized that it became complete story for me, story of gratitude. So T is for taste. So Baba says that he makes us from a taste, he makes us taste. So he himself comes and he introduces himself to me so I can get to know him and I can have all relationships and all attainments from him. And there is nothing more that I can be grateful than that in my life, actually in the whole cycle, in the whole kalpa. There is no greatest or greater attainment that I could be thankful for than to get to know God himself from him and to have my relationships with him. And even now, especially lately, there is so much turmoil in the whole world because of this coronavirus, which actually is creating a lot of upheavals in people's minds. So it's like a virus of fear, actually. Because not everyone gets infected with this coronavirus, not everyone's body will get infected, but everyone's mind already somehow got infected by this virus of fear. But I, because I belong to Baba, I can remain stable in this chaos. And it's very, very ensuring and very good feeling of safety. Really like I would be under Baba's canopy of protection, like in a cocoon. So I can, yeah, I can be stable because I made Baba my one support. He is my one strength and one support. This nice sentence in Hindi, Mera to ek shiv Baba, dusra na koi. And then that's it. And from this point of awareness, I can serve others. So it's wonderful. So to become a taste, the one who knows God really, who belongs to Him. And then H for humility. Humility is the foundation of gratitude, and gratitude increases humility, actually makes this humility into the power of humility. So how it is the foundation of gratitude? It is because if there is any ego in me, I will not be able to appreciate anything. So humility, true humility means I renounce my ego, so I open myself for any learning. So the attitude of learning increases. And then, as a result of that, my self-respect increases. So the power of humility would become my self-respect. And you know, it's there is this Chinese proverb that lately I read, and I thought it is relevant in this aspect. It says that twisted tree lives its life, but straight, like right tree, is just used for planks. So that one will thrive, will live, but that one will actually be broken, and then they will make planks. So we shall also appreciate our journey, which sometimes is not straight, but it's always the matter of learning. But then this attitude of humility is very useful here. And then I do not compare myself with others because of the self-respect. I do not criticize others, and I do not compete with others. But we can go together to our common destination anyway. And then A for authority of experience. We cannot be grateful for anything what we didn't experience, right? We have to experience something so that we can be grateful for it. And Baba says that the greatest authority is authority of experience. Because once I experience something, again, it becomes mine. So then it's easy to use it. I don't have to develop it. I don't have to look for it. I don't have to strive for it. I just use what I already experienced. So this this is good, very good, because this gives me, it makes again my journey in confluence age, and then respectively in the whole cycle, easier. It makes my remembrance easier. Authority of experience, to use the experience that I had and what I am grateful for. So again, to be conscious of that and use it in a practical way. And then N for newness. Gratefulness is wonderful tool to use newness in my Brahmin life. Because when I am grateful for something, then I can develop actually the faith and the trust that whatever happens is good for me. Baba says that in every scene of drama there is benefit. So my gratefulness, even for this point of knowledge, makes me to be open again for newness. And then I have courage, and I have determination, and I have creativity to use newness. And then this newness can become very beautiful part of Haji. Like whatever Baba wants from me, I will say yes, Baba, I will do it. I have courage, I have faith, and I will do it. And with Haji, there is so many blessings that come to me from Baba and from souls. And these blessings are very, very useful. And also, this newness is like a springboard. It helps me to make the high jump. Because now it's not time to walk anymore, we have to really jump. So gratefulness, which makes me open for newness, allows me to make this high jump. And then it's K, and K is for knowledge. And again, I think we all are here because we are so grateful for every point of knowledge that Baba has given us and will still give. And like Dadi Janki, she says that the whole knowledge is included in three times Om Shanti, right? Who am I, to whom I belong, and what I have to do now? Bas, that's it. So simple, but so powerful. So to be grateful for this knowledge and to use it in a practical way, yeah, again, it's something what we cannot be too much grateful for. But we shall put it in practice. So just think, like, what am I grateful for, understanding that I am a soul, pure soul? You know, be grateful for who you are. Love yourself. We love Baba, but do we love ourselves? And this is very funny, but I thought I would share it. You know, once I was kind of meditating on this red lamp. It says Supreme Soul. So, okay, Supreme Soul. But then I read, it says not Supreme Soul, but Super Me Soul. I thought, ah, this is so nice, actually, yeah. Because I have to be super so that I can recognize the most super being in the whole universe. If I am not like that, I would not be able to recognize him. So, very grateful for this small, very funny realization, but also very powerful. And then, of course, Baba, ocean of everything. Today, such a beautiful murli about love. What else do I need? And drama. I love drama. I'm so grateful to drama. I think when I came to Baba, this was the most amazing understanding and experience that I got. It helped me so much to make decisions in my life. What is really important for me? What are my priorities now? What I have to do now, Daddy says. And then, as a result of everything, from the beginning till the end, so the cycle can close, is S, which stands for service and sharing. And I am so grateful for service that Baba gave me and gives me. Actually, every day I am so grateful that I cannot stop thanking him. Because from nowhere, suddenly I came to Madhuban. And just in the heart of Yagya, for the last 10 years, I'm able to do service for Baba. And this is only because I had the pure desire. And this is only because Baba is so wonderful that he fulfills pure desires. So what more I can be grateful for than this? And when I am grateful, it means I'm full. And automatically I will share whatever I have, I will share. I cannot live without sharing. And again, I think there is a saying, do good and drop it in water. So you do good, but you don't look for gratitude for this from others. Don't have any expectations. Even Baba says that if you do something and then you tell others, the attainment will be less by whatever, 50%. So I do whatever I can do, whatever Baba wants me to do whatever Baba gives me, I share. And then this becomes my fortune, and also it allows others to build their fortune. And just to finish, one of the most wonderful things that Baba gave me, and I really am so grateful for him for this, is the drill of five forms. And recently Baba keeps reminding us that we shall practice it. So gratefulness or gratitude is also a very beautiful way to practice five forms. Because five forms is not just an intellectual exercise, but it shall be exercise of my feelings. It should be something what I experience. And gratitude is very beautiful feeling that we can generate and then we can share with others. So if we still have a few minutes, we can make little exercise of five forms in the form of journey of gratitude. Okay? So just very quickly. So let us sit in an alert way. And for a moment, again, let me come back to my space of inner silence. And in this inner silence, let me connect with Baba, the one who gives me everything, the sweetest Baba, the one who wants nothing but me to be happy. So, with a pure thought, I go up to Paramdham. To the abode of peace and silence, to my sweet home. I am bodiless. I am a pure soul. Just I am in the state of my highest purity with the one who is eternally pure. I cling to him. I am with him. And the rays of purity from him through me go to the whole world. And they heal every human being, every being, the whole world, all elements become pure. What am I grateful for in this form? What I really appreciate? What touches my heart now? I take it and I put it in my heart. I take it with me and I move on in my journey of gratitude. So then I come down. I come down to the world of abundance, to the pure world, a land of peace and happiness. I am embodied purity. I am in my highest potential in this world. I am full. I am blissful. And everyone else is also complete and blissful. Our relations are relations of pure love, and happiness. For a moment I experience it, and I think, what am I grateful here? I take it with me and I go on. I remind myself of the form of being worthy of worship. I am the one who is constantly connected with the bestower. From him I give. I give whatever anyone needs, desires, so they can connect to Baba and they can get fulfillment, even for a while. Whatever I accumulated in Confluence Age, whatever speciality Baba gave me in Confluence Age, now I serve with it. What am I grateful here? What can I share with others? And now I become a Brahmin. A Brahmin that is a direct child of God, godly student. I am like him, knowledgeful, ocean of love. I have everything from him. Whatever I have desired ever, now everything is fulfilled. So I can share it with others. What am I grateful for? And now I become an angel. In my beautiful body of light, I am double light. I am God's messenger. I am connected by a golden thread with Shri Baba, and I stand in front of Avyakt Bab Dada. So I become like him. Complete. What am I grateful for? What angel am I? Thank you, Baba. Om Shanti.